Stuff is put in his hand. When you put it in the master's hand, you invoke heaven. You cause heaven to get involved. That little boy who probably didn't know any better just was excited. And see, that's why we must become as little children. Here's my lunch. The disciples probably said, okay, all right. He's just excited. The Lord said, it's enough. Because the boy put it in his hand. And then heaven came down. See, it says that Jesus looked up into heaven. He refocused. He had to get his mind off of all them that was hiding their lunch. He was going to bless them anyway. Say amen real loud. God took and worked a miracle. And then there was 12 baskets left over. How could these things be? Because they invoked the help of the divine. See, tithing is God's standard, his economic system. Some people think it's just a tenth and then, you know, you get what you... No, like, it's like a seed, the seed principle. When you sow a seed, you're not expecting the seed back. That's not how it operates. God says as long as the earth remains, there'll be seed time, but harvest. Not seed time and seed time. When we understand that and then appropriate it, and that's where I got to get some of y'all. Because you think it's enough just showing up in church. You think it's enough just clapping your hands when songs are sung. Or shedding a tear here and there. And I don't criticize any of that. But it's something that has to flow from your heart. And I want to question some. And I'm going to start challenging you in the new year. Just get ready for it. I may get some seat belts put on these seats. So you can strap yourself in. Because I'm going to challenge some of y'all's salvation. I'm not going to criticize you. I'm not going to point you out, but the word's going to come so sharp. You're going to need to know for yourself, is I saved or is I not saved? Amen. You need to know, and your children need to know. Amen. Forget all these gray areas. Well, grace and... No, you need to know. You need to have a witness on the inside of you. If 10,000 rose up against you and said, you ain't saved, in your heart of hearts, you know that you are saved. There's a witness of the Holy Spirit. Hello? It's not based upon your performance, nor lack thereof. It has to flow from your heart. And that's what tithing is all about. It's not just you tossing God a bone, giving God a token, grudgingly putting something in the bucket. That ain't what it's about at all. If that's your limitation, then you need a transformation. Because our tithing and our offerings are worship. You ought to thank God that you can worship him like that. Amen. Because right now, the sinner is working his behind off. And he don't understand that he's laying it up for the just. Hello? Say amen real loud. That's what the Bible says. See, I can speak this with authority because the authority lies in the word. If I'm speaking philosophies or vain deceits or anything that I've concocted, then there's no authority. But when I come from that word, or when you come from that word, there's authority with that. The spirit realm has to yield to that. Hello, it's the truth. When you believe it in your heart and you speak it out of your mouth and it's the word of God, his word will not return void. But see, if you don't have a life to back it, the devil sees you as a son of Sceva. He's saying to you, what you talking about? You ain't got no life. You're not living this. You're saying this, but your life is saying that. Paul, we know. Jesus, we know. Apostle, we know. But who are you? Y'all laugh, but you better know they know you. And you better know you. It was never God's plan. That stuff is on the sideline. Let the kids, let different auxiliaries do that if they like. But his plan to finance his kingdom begins with tithe and offering. Tithing places you in a position to receive prosperity. Also, it places you in a position to receive financial security. Security for your finances to be secure, even in difficult economic times. Hello? You don't have to be worried about some. Why? Because you are acknowledging God as your source. And God has never been subjected to this broke system of economics here. He has a system of economics that will never be broken. Hello? How many don't never, heaven will never be broke? Say amen real loud. That may sound strange to some. Heaven will never be broke. See, we're coming up on a time where some whose heart is really for God, you're going to be walking along and things will happen in your life where you won't know whether you were in the spirit or in the natural. Because the realms are going to interlock. Heaven's going to kiss the earth. You won't understand how some things happen so supernaturally. You see, God is able to stretch your finance. I know of people that would have paid dearly, but God caused the government to lose their information in the computer. Couldn't find it. I said, couldn't find it. God caused that. You know, God can do this when you fill out an application and you are least qualified and least likely for the job. Application on the bottom, all the qualified ones on the top. God can cause the ceiling fans accidentally to come on and blow all them papers off. And then the one that's doing the hiring catches his eye on your application. Tell me what God can't do. And they say, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I just feel like God wants me to give you an opportunity. But it's because we have acknowledged him as our source. Now, that might sound far-fetched to some, but I wish that I may do a DVD or a video of just miracles that I've experienced since I've been born again. I'm talking about bona fide miracles. God saved with an angel driving my car while he let me sleep. Some of y'all, see, that's way over some of y'all's head. I know what I'm talking about. That's why I don't need anybody to tell me what God can or can't do. Because I know what he can do. Oh, I know what he can do. When you don't have any strength, when you don't have a clue, when if it were left up to you, you'd be dead and gone. And how God steps in at the 11th hour, the 59th minute, let you see the Egyptians, let you hear the chariot wheels, and then says it's time for you to go home. And you walk out of the midst of them, and they can't touch you. Even though they were out to destroy you, they were breathing down your neck. And God said, I'm getting you out. You didn't see it, but God showed it to you. Don't tell me what he can't do. Don't tell me what he won't do. Some of us need to get intimate with him. I just didn't know any better. I thank God, because see, my heart was real, it's pure now, but it was real pure. A young man just coming to the Lord, excited. I'd testify and witness to a tree if I needed to. Had to tell somebody about this Jesus. Didn't care. Because I know where he brought me from. Some of us need to regain that. You let people harden your heart. Let people get your mind all vexed. Like it's left up to them. What is man? That you are so mindful of him. He don't have a hell or a heaven. He doesn't determine your future. Honor them. Respect them. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. But give God what is due to him. Somebody say amen real loud. Running around here afraid of what man gonna do. Man gonna do all the mess and mess up every time he get a chance anyway. You can expect that. But thank God he doesn't determine your outcome. Your job doesn't determine your outcome or your income. You hear people say, I'm on a fixed budget. I'm on a fixed income. Well, it's only because in your mind you fixed it. Amen. Amen. Say amen loud again. Amen. I'm going to challenge you on that fact. It doesn't matter. You fix it. He that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. Let me use it in today's vernacular. He that is stingy ain't get nothing. You'll sting yourself. Well, the economy. Well, see, your mind is all messed up and all wrapped up and tied up in the broke economy, in the broke system. Amen. You got to rise up above it. Amen. And once you start flowing and moving in it, you will see heaven and earth kiss. You will see divine things coming upon you. Favor. That one of the most important things is God's timing. Amen. God's timing. That sense of wellness is worth more than having lots of money. But God has a financial plan. I mean, when you got enough money, that brings a sense of wellness too. I don't say amen real loud.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off U.S. 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.